This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I can promise you then you'll always be my best friend.
Me in that chorus. That's like the line from Jack Nicholson's part. And a few good men. You need me on that wall. You want me on that wall, etc., etc. 7 after the hour. Monday, the 30th of January, one more day, and this month is kaput. Working our way through lots of things that have been they've been suffered by. I find some of the stories, some of the coverage, some of the realities insufferable. And let me tell you straight from my heart, straight from my knowledge, I am tired of the approach the news media takes to the problems that we face as Americans together, because they're not presenting to you most of all of the facts, and they skewer and twist and turn many of the things, the realities that we are all talking about, certainly the order to detain or keep people from coming into this country that are not 100% through and through. I agree with some of what was in that order. I do not agree with much of it. I will tell you that I think that the way, for example, last night if you watched the Screen Actors Guild Awards, actors awarding actors with the plaudits of what they thought were the best actors and the best screen, all that stuff, you know, the usual sort of thing in the award show. Excuse me. And then the comments that were made by a lot of the people. I take a deep breath before I say this, because I think that there is a danger with the complicity of the news media. I think it's that bad, the conspiracy and co-conspiracy and things that are happening that are presenting the realities of some of these things that are being done in a jaundiced light. And then taking something like Ivanka Trump showing off her dress in the midst of the refugee crowd. What the hell does that get to do with the refugee situation? President Trump signed an executive order to bar citizens from certain countries from coming into our country. Do I think it was well thought out? No. There are 7 Muslim-majority countries that are in scrutiny here. And so under the circumstances, there are a lot of things that have happened, and border patrol people and people that are in the various organizations at the airports that are supposed to check you out when you come in. It's chaos. And so the U.S. refugee program has been stopped for 4 months. Well, at least that was the order. But then there are a lot of people who were really upset about this. And they went to the ACLU and they filed a lawsuit almost before the ink was dry on the order. And by Saturday night, it had been reversed. But there's still a lot of upset at airports around the country. The release of people who were detained because of the order. And it just, it's made just because of the way it was done. That's what he promises, and I think there is some merit to what he's trying to do, frankly. I think that there are a lot of people who ought not to be allowed into this country. But to do it if, unless you really don't care. I think, you see, there's a this subtle sort of behind the scenes of this, which is basically as cynical as I am about a lot of these things, created by Mike Pence. And he has had the same effect. Matter of fact, somebody brought this out. I wasn't the first one to think about this. Dick Cheney played George Bush like a fiddle. And it was really Dick Cheney who was running things during the first 4 or 5 years, certainly the first term. And then things got dicey, and Bush woke up to the fact that he was being had by Cheney, and the two of them really don't even speak to each other anymore. Not unlike what went on or goes on between Al Gore and Bill Clinton. And my sense is that Pence is orchestrating a lot of this stuff. I mean, his fingerprint is too much all over these various appointees. And Trump admits to not really knowing his way around these areas, and he's relying on Pence's advice to get the job done. And in this case, the advice is not universal. Mike Pence is a very one-sided, one-way guy, and I just find him, from the very beginning, I find him destructive and full of dismay when it comes to him. Now, when I look at the images in the newspapers and so forth on Sunday morning, the picture of Ivanka Trump and her husband with her new dress on, put next to some little boy who is a refugee, it disgusts me. The reality of how this is being played out disgusts me, and the reality of the execution of this order disgusts me, and a lot of the social media commentary disgusts me. There are thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of sort of scorchy and insensitive ways of looking at this thing, plus the fact that there are a lot of people, these border guards, border patrol, the people who are doing the jobs who are going overboard. There are people who are using Trump as the president as excuses for, in procedure, really doing some ugly things. I'm going to be here as a watchdog. How many people listen to me, whether it's important or it isn't important, at least there is some impact to what I say and has been over the years. I don't over-glorify it, but I think that there is an impact for thinking about things in an alternative way. And the alternative is not to come from what every bit of drivel that the news media puts out, whether it's on their own pieces of paper, whether it's on their websites, or whether it's on Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest or wherever the hell it is. They're not doing you or me any favors by playing this out the way that they do. But the other side of it is that Trump's not doing us any favors by doing some of the stuff that is at the behest of Pence and his henchmen. Anyway, even though, yes, he did say that he wanted to do the important work of trying to get a handle on who's coming into this country. That needs to be done. There's no question about the fact that people are coming into this country that ought not to be here, that are not here to contribute. But there are sure a heck of a lot of others who are. So was the four-month thing, is that the way to do it? Shut off everybody from all these seven countries? No, I don't have a complete suggestion as to how I would have done it were I the president, but I don't think I would have done it this way. I wouldn't have handled anything. I think you have to find a consensus, and that's been the complaint of a lot of people on both sides of the aisle, that there was no consensus when the last guy was in there, because it was my way or the highway, and those two old farts that were there, what's his face from Kentucky? Yeah, I'm getting myself worked up about this. Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid, those guys are out of touch, and that group of people, they're just out of touch. There are too many old timers who have been there too long, who have this staid point of view. But most people are restless and uncomfortable with Trump and this action. But I'm saying to you, my read on this is that Pence, and I think Donald Trump is smart in many ways, but I also think that he's a novice when it comes to politics, and he thinks he can run things the way he runs his business, and he can't really, in the reality, in his business, he's the boss. In this country, yeah, he's the president, but is he the boss of everything? Not really. The president really isn't. He's a figurehead. And so guys like Pence come in and Cheney, and they manage to, in this circumstance, control the image and control the reality. And I'll go so far as to say that I think that there's a conspiracy to make it so messy. They know how messy it can be doing things this way, and that shortly there will be impeachment proceedings. I told you that before he even started, that there were impeachment proceedings being discussed and worked through some of the darker, clouded areas of Washington. Impeachment begins. It takes all the time and effort away from Trump. There's nothing. He hasn't done anything so far that's impeachable. But there will be some move to impeach him. And when he's out, Pence is in. And then there's 2-3 years of that stuff. And nothing good comes of a Pence presidency that I can see.
I thought that the whole crowd went away. Like, I thought that the VP also went away if they were impeached.
No. Uh-uh. Hmm. Nope. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
There matters. And in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
80% of New Year's resolutions are history in months. Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg says make it easy to stay on track.
Washing hair takes time. I love the weightless formula of Dove Volume Dry Shampoo. Cleans by absorbing oil and keeps hair refreshed.
Ensure against downtime with a well-stocked medicine cabinet.
I pledge to have Colby's lozenges on hand. Clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half. Their new gummies shorten your colds and also tackle cold and flu symptoms like cough, congestion, and sore throat.
More at videopump.tv.
At
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Brothers are making it big in music this week. 23 and change after the hour with DJ V, Doug, Jen, and Victoria focusing on Butch Trucks, Allman Brothers Band co-founder. Apparently his death was a suicide. A story from Miami. The record showing that the drummer shot himself.
He did it with his wife in the house, I think.
West Palm Beach, yeah, I know.
Yeah. I think she heard the shot and ran into the room and called 911.
Yeah. So how? What is it that makes you that really disturbed? Is it drugs? Is it alcohol?
Well,
is
he was having financial problems from what I've read, and he was so depressed that he just thought he shouldn't carry on. You know, I think that's when we have to realize that, well, we all have our deep, dark times, especially, I mean, just financially. Of course, we all do emotionally, too. Things get better, and you have to think about, I mean, you have to focus about the stuff that doesn't have a price tag on it. I mean, obviously, the guy had a wife. I mean, who knows what kind of pressure she was giving him, but he must have had a family.
Yeah. All right, so that's the sad news about him. Willie Nelson is sick. I'm not surprised. I mean, actually, what I'm surprised to
took this long?
Realize, no.
Sorry.
Well, yeah, maybe to a point. But why you would expect this guy's 83 years old. How much longer do you think? Especially
I think
given
look at him as being pickles, don't you think?
I mean, Jennifer is suggesting what we all know about him and his marijuana habit. You know, has that done anything to preserve his body? No, certainly hasn't preserved his mind. And the fact that he still goes as much as he has. He had three shows scheduled for the first, third, and fourth at the Venetian in Las Vegas. He's going to do those. He has a bad cold, and he's not going to do his shows this weekend, but he will do the shows next week. And so they're going to reschedule because they're sold out. People love this guy.
Yeah.
They want to hear him sing this song, On the Road Again. They want to hear him sing Whiskey River. They want to hear him sing Always on My Mind. He's got a new album coming out also called God's Problem Child. So
I've met him.
Willie Nelson?
No, God's Problem Child.
Oh, I won't ask you who it is. All right, so here's some other Willie news. He heard that his friend Loretta Lynn saying that she tried marijuana for the first time when she was 84 because she has glaucoma, but didn't like it.
He wants to give her a second chance at this.
Good stuff. Remember we
got
talked about
guts.
This, how Loretta Lynn, this was a couple weeks ago, I think.
Yeah,
we
right.
talked about this story that she said she tried it and said, you know, it just wasn't for her. I thought Willie was the one who gave her the pot, but I guess not. He wants to give her some of Willie's What's reserve. There's a great Toby Keith song about never smoking weed with Willie again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. Played a little bit of that, I think, here and there.
Honky.
All right. Anyway, he says it grows in the ground. It can't be all bad for you. Whatever comes out of the ground is not all bad. All right. So there's that. And then,
there's kind of something to that, I guess, right?
Yeah, maybe. Cindy Lauper, once again, in our focus. Man, she's figuring out how to crank up the PR machine. And
well, she and Rod Stewart are doing the PR tour together right now because they're going on tour together.
Right, yeah. She was asked about Madonna's Women's March speech. Donald Trump and yada, yada, yada. So Cindy Lauper was on television this week, was asked to give feedback on this speech. Lauper mentioned that she was glad Madonna took her place in the march, objected to her language and delivery, So...
I love that. I mean, I know she's
I kind of did too.
Getting headlines, but that's right. March, don't be gross. Yeah. Well, she said basically, you know, the message gets lost when it's just anger
right.
and F-bombs and, you know, and she said that's not the whole point of it. And I agree with her. I thought Madonna needs to go to bed. Like, enough. I'm over Madonna.
She needs to. She turned me off with all that stuff, I'll tell you that. And I've been a fan of hers for a long time. 28 past the hour here.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are your aunts contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Crank it up again, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on Monday with Kara Schillen at controls in our studio in Washington for the Good Day Hour of extravagance. My extravagant thinking about, well, maybe my expanded thinking. Hello to the folks listening in Austin, Texas, in that area, the Raleigh, North Carolina area represented, and all around Indiana. Those of you who are Mike Pence fans, you may not be too happy at what I'm saying. Milwaukee. A couple of new radio stations there, including a progressive talker. It'll be interesting in that market to have some competition. How do you do? Nashville, Dolly Parton last night on the SAG Awards, representing that, the way they chat in Nashville. She was fabulous, wasn't she? It was actually a pretty entertaining program, I found. I didn't get to see all the Madam Secretary, which I wanted to see, but anyway. Norfolk, hello, and the Providence area, Woonsocket, Greensboro, down in the Palm Beaches, how do you do? In Wellington, it's a good morning. Hartford, Connecticut, and Jacksonville, and in Memphis, KWAM. Hi, there's our take on some of the... Oh, don't forget Salt Lake City. Hi. Portland, Oregon. The Trump executive order and the discussions about this bring me around to thinking that we're overdosing on news. Not that we ought not to be focused. I thought one of the most interesting things of all the results of all of the executive order was the cabbies in New York that served JFK were on protest for an hour, shut out. Well, that was pretty effective, actually. Listen to this sort of overview from a reporter on the scene.
A New York federal court temporarily blocked the removal of immigrants under President Donald Trump's recent executive order. The order temporarily bars entry to the U.S. for citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries and refugees. Under the order, an estimated 100 to 200 people were detained at U.S. airports over the weekend. Even more refugees and foreign nationals were removed from flights or turned away at international airports. Protests against the executive order were held Saturday at John F. Kennedy Airport in New York City and in several other cities. The court's decision to block the order follows a filing of a lawsuit by two Iraqi men with ties to the U.S. military who were detained at JFK Airport despite having been granted visas. The lawsuit alleges that detaining people with valid visas is illegal. By Saturday night, both men had been released. The New York judge's block didn't rule on the legality of Trump's executive order. Those who were detained won't be sent back to their home countries, but they may have to stay in detention while their immigration cases are decided.
So, why would you mess this up? If you've got papers, green cards, if you got any kind of visa, and you've been through some kind of vetting process, why not let those people in and then focus on the people who are coming here that don't have the proper papers? For God's sake, they're all over the place in Texas and in Arizona and in California and New Mexico and Florida and you name it. So that's really, I thought that was really supposed to be the focus. Although I get the Muslim refugees from these various countries, there may be one or two or three or four that are enough to screw everything all up. That's for sure. I thought that one of the actors last night who won an award used his time to talk about his mother, who is a Baptist minister, and his relationship with her. As he explained 15 years ago, he converted to Islam, and his relationship with his mother is stronger and fine, so he says, and why not believe him? I don't know what his name was, his given name, but he changed his name to, I think his last name is Ali, A-L-I. All of that stuff is part of this understanding. The whole business about who gets in and who doesn't get in, the Syrian refugees are banned indefinitely. The other refugees can't enter the country for 120 days. And then there were, beside the New York court order, similar orders in Virginia, Massachusetts, Washington. And so the order is stayed, stopped. So now they got to go through. Was this just something that was thrown against the wall to see how it would work? And if that's the case, I heard that some of the customs officials, when these people were coming through, they didn't pay any attention to the law, to the orders, and then there are others that went nuts trying to execute it. So
yeah, one of the interesting discussion points I heard yesterday was just, and I think this is kind of a trend over the campaign trail too, is that Trump would do something really out there or say something really crazy and then backtrack a little bit, and people are more accepting of the second thing, even if they wouldn't have been accepting of that if that had been the first thing he had done. But I'm just waiting until they actually put, the executive order isn't up on the website for the White House yet. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why it's so, everything is so vague. Because you have to go through the news websites to find out what it says. There's no way to actually read it for yourself yet. So I'll be interested to see when they put that up.
It was very interesting how Uber reacted to this as well. Their statement that went online suggested that they were aware of the protests at JFK, were trying to assist protesters by allowing prices to go unincreased due to the surge requests. Sometimes in these circumstances, their prices are twice as much as what the taxi drivers charge. The fellow who runs Uber shared an email that he claims to have sent to Uber drivers about the Muslim ban on his Facebook page, revealing he plans to meet with Trump for a business advisory group meeting, as he's a member of the president's economic advisory group. His relationship with Trump has sparked objections Why? I mean, come on. Just because, you know, I mean, I could say I know somebody who knows somebody who is close to Trump. So what are you going to do, boycott my program because I know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody? Come on. This is getting stupid. Man, that's partially because we're overdosing on news. And don't some of us even know what the news is? What's happening? Isn't news what's happening the facts of what's going on in the world today? Maybe what happened yesterday. Maybe an overview of who lived, who died, who won, who lost. And then we've got all hell breaking loose because of the latest tweet from President Trump or somebody else, a celebrity who is outrageous, who did something while we were asleep last night. Tell me, what's the news? So we walk outside to get the newspaper at the end of the driveway. You open up your laptop, you click on your favorite news site, you scan the headlines, you hit the button on the radio, you grab the news, you grab your smartphone, tap the news icon, push the remote button to watch CNN or MSNBC or Fox or NBC or ABC or CBS. What's the news? For a lot of you, that's how your day begins. And it's how it continues and it's how it ends. With the news, supposed news, as a constant companion. Hardcore news. Some of it is gospel. I try to get away from it. I got to the point where yesterday I was so fed up with this stuff. I was looking at things that I wanted to share with you today. I was close to this stuff. I remember back to middle school when I would, I was always up 4 o'clock in the morning as a farm kid. 4 o'clock in the morning doing my program now. It doesn't make any difference. I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life. So I look at these things, sometimes not before I go to bed because I don't want to upset myself before I go to bed. And what you last see and what you last encounter as you go to bed is what will predicate whether you get a good night's sleep or not. So why would you want to not have a good night's sleep? You subscribe to papers, and I have 14 different sources, NPR, is on and off in the car along with some of the other news. I very rarely listen to talk, whether I'm in Los Angeles or here in Boston. I just don't find it to be entertaining anymore or enlightening or particularly well. It's not. There's no education connected to it for me. What's the breaking story? Are you exhausted? You can hear in my voice. I'm exhausted by all of this stuff, especially after the news saturates and sort of waters down what really is going on anyway, because it's so one-sided in many instances. It's staggering to me how the news and those who are addicted to some of these channels, how unsophisticatedly biased they are in the 24/7 news cycle. The news creation is the repeat of this thing over and over and over again. You're consuming some of this stuff. You're overdosing on it. The average person in America spends 10 hours a day consuming media on their various devices, and a big chunk of that is spent on the news. And wondering, I would hashtag wonder why. It's like overstuffed overeaters. You binge on the news. You get depressed, disheartened, dispirited about the way the news is presented, how the state of our world is. You cry about how bad things are, and you seem to think you're powerless to do anything about it, especially the bad news that inevitably dominates reporting. Journalists scare and provoke us for a reason. It sells papers, gets people to watch the TV. How quaint. To remember that our parents and grandparents read one daily newspaper and then perhaps watched 30 minutes of news at the end of the day. That was it. The news. There's a book called The News, A User's Manual, in which essayist Alain de Botton makes a radical claim. Modern news consumption has become our new god, claiming wider allegiance and worship than traditional forms of faith. Yeah? I think that you add up all the people in their religion and then compare it to all the people who are hooked on the news, you've got there's a revelation there for you. So food for thought. Take a deep breath, Doug. It's 45 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Let's talk about blood flow for a moment. We all know that healthy circulation is critical, especially as you get older. There's a way to support healthy blood flow, and that's by getting enough dietary nitrates into your body to convert it into nitric oxide. Super Beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates. One scoop in water or a smoothie, and you're all set. This is the secret to helping support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super Beets works three times faster to give you results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. It's all about blood flow. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and stamina that it gives me within 20 minutes, and I'd like you to feel it too. Call 800-655-4183 and get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. It comes in regular or black cherry, plus a free book called Beat the Odds, plus free shipping. 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com. That's DougLikesBeats.com.
I'm Bob DiRico-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus is known as the greatest show on earth. For a century and a half, its death-defying performances have dazzled audiences. But it's all about to end. The circus has announced that it will take down its big top for the last time this May. Why? Increased transportation costs and the difficulty of attracting a younger generation more fascinated with digital games are two reasons. And, according to sources like the Wall Street Journal, an expensive lawsuit by some animal rights groups is to blame, too. The circus had to spend $20 million on lawyers for a lawsuit that was eventually dismissed. Let's be fair, the groups eventually had to pay back the circus $9 million. But it also took a lot of time and energy away from managing the circus, and it was just too much to overcome. Unfortunately, excessive litigation is now turning our justice system into a circus, and we have to wonder which American institution will fall next. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
I find it interesting that Mark Zuckerberg, who's the founder of Facebook, announced in an open letter over the weekend that he would not sue 100 different Hawaiians. He purchased a large amount of land on the island a couple of years ago, and he wanted to keep this area quiet for himself. And apparently there are a lot of people who have land that were that was in this area, and... He wasn't looking too good with this, so they're trying to preserve the environment and keep whatever their house is kind of quiet, but I think this sort of fell apart on them. Interesting what protesting can do, huh? 10 before the hour.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time.
With Victoria, Jennifer, and Doug, the Facebook folks are at it again, and Google. So let's see if we can dig out some things that you will find of interest and import from the world of technology in just a moment here.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, 56 after the hour, Tech Talk time.
So, Victoria, Facebook is testing a sort of Instagram. The stories, Instagram Stories has launched, and now apparently Facebook wants to copy that. Will they be able to and do it well?
Apparently, well, Facebook owns Instagram, so yep. It's not surprising that Facebook is also using this feature. They're testing it right now in Ireland, which seems like a random place to do it, but they're doing that right now, and in a few months, we're hopefully going to have it here in the U.S. What sets Facebook Stories apart from Instagram Stories is that it looks a lot more like Snapchat, which a lot of people love, and I think this is going to be a really popular feature for Facebook. Again, they've been consistently trying to target a younger audience because they've lost a lot of their younger audience, and so now they're coming up with more and more features to draw people back to Facebook. So this will be really fun for people who love Snapchat. The part of the fun of Snapchat is having all of the different masks and frames that you can and effects that you can add while you're doing your live Snapchat. So Facebook has apparently all of those. So it'll be interesting to see, and you can also reply to your friends' stories, which is fun. And which is sort of the norm, after 24 hours, they'll disappear. So we'll see this roll out to the U.S. on mobile Facebook in a few months.
All right. So that sounds of interest, if it's important. There it is. And now Google. We go from Facebook to Google. It's hard to get a technology report in without something from Facebook or Amazon or Google. So now the folks that run Google, this is an effort that's taking place here, apparently, at the office in Los Angeles, where they are very sensitive to fake news sites and stories. So what's the ramification of this, Victoria?
Well, Google has now kicked 200 publishers off of its ad networks, and this is all in an attempt to combat the fake news. If you've ever seen on Google results, if you search something about Donald Trump, there are a lot of news headlines that come up, but then there are things that look like they're news stories, and they look like they're news headlines, and then if you read the really tiny fine print, you can see that it's a paid for ad. And so Google's trying to go after those types of things because they're very misleading and they're slanted either against him or for him or whatever, but there's always a slant because someone's paying for it. And so that's what Google is really trying to combat. They've actually said that in 2016 they took down 1.7 billion ads for types of violations, and the year before it was only 780 million in 2015. So they're really ramping up that effort.
Is it that there were more, or they just recognize more of them, would be the question.
I think it's both. During the election, I mean, there was so much
Who even thought about this terminology, fake news, before the election? There's been so much of it. When you go back and think about what influences you, Fox is a master at it, and so is MSNBC. The electronic media may be viewed more, or people think more that it's created there, but I'm going in my mind, I mean, there's plenty of fake news.
It comes from every source. There's so many sources.
Printed media as well. I mean, Newsmax and on the other side, Mother Jones. Just both of them are full of garbage. Okay, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. The highlight of your hour as it ends at 15.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.